Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Maz Jobrani has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Amy Dickinson has 3. Roy Blunt Jr. has 2.
Maz!
Ooh. Maz.
Yeah, I did not expect to be here right now.
Well, Roy, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. A gender bias suit against Walmart and a lawsuit against Arizona's immigration law are among the cases in the blank's docket.
Supreme Court.
Right. India's foreign minister said he was going to complain to Washington after the Indian ambassador was forced to submit to a blank at a Mississippi airport.
A pat-down.
Right. After a long battle with breast cancer, author and political wife Blank died Tuesday at the age of 61.
Elizabeth Edwards.
Yes. On Thursday, students in London protesting tuition hikes attacked a car containing blank.
Containing the Queen's underwear.
No. Prince Charles. The most memorable moment of the annual Christmas parade in Richmond, Virginia, was when the giant inflatable Rudolph blanked.
Oh, it sank, didn't it?
It did. It got impaled in a traffic light. Sports analysts questioned the inclusion of Sylvester Stallone as one of this year's inductees into the Blank Hall of Fame.
Boxing.
Right. 40 years after he was convicted of indecent exposure at a Miami concert, Doors singer Blank was pardoned.
Jim Morrison.
Right. To get back at his cheating ex-girlfriend, a man told the website Reddit that he tweaked her Netflix list so that it would blank.
He tweaked her Netflix list. So that it would just be all terrible, boring movies.
No, he tweaked it so that it would recommend movies that remind her she was unfaithful.
Oh.
After his girlfriend cheated on him, so he spent hours rating movies in her Netflix account to get his message across.
Oh.
And soon the woman was receiving emails from Netflix saying, here are some movies we think you will enjoy. Unfaithful, The Scarlet Letter, Indecent Proposal, Whore, Slutty Summer, and of course, Bambi.
Bambi?
Sounds
Bambi.
Like a cat.
They asked him about Bambi. He said, I'm a fan of non sequiturs, he said.
No.
Carl, how did Roy do in his quiz?
Roy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Roy has the lead.
Well done. All right. Okay, Amy, you're up next. Fill in the blank. The return of the SpaceX Dragon capsule from low orbit marked the first successful flight by a private blank.
Commercial, like space launch.
Yeah, spacecraft. Hopes for a revived economy were bolstered this week as fewer people than expected applied for blank benefits.
Unemployment?
Right. Amid escalating tensions, the top diplomat from China met with the leader of blank this week.
North Korea?
Right. A senior policy advisor who described President Obama as, quote, a hard-boiled guy was talking about blank.
Basketball?
No, about how the president likes his eggs.
Oh.
Charles Dickens' books, A Tale of Two Cities and Great Expectations, were the latest picks in Blank's book club.
Oprah?
Right. To mark the 30th anniversary of his death, fans of Blank gathered in Strawberry Fields in Central Park.
John Lennon.
Right. Instead of installing traffic lights, police in the Czech Republic installed Blank at dangerous intersections.
Kittens.
No. They installed cardboard cutouts of policewomen in miniskirts. They hoped it would reduce accidents, and sure enough, the number of accidents doubled. Drivers were incensed at the plan. One man saying, quote, the cutouts are distracting. I mean, miniskirts in this weather? However, the thing that seemed to make men angry the most was that the cutouts refused to give them their phone numbers. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 13 points, but Roy still has the lead with 14.
All right. How many, then, does Maz need to win?
5 to tie, 6 to win outright.
Okay, Maz, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. The websites of MasterCard, Visa, and Amazon were among those targeted by supporters of blank.
WikiLeaks.
Right. The Senate tabled a vote on the DREAM Act, which would provide a path to citizenship for blank.
Immigrant kids.
Right. Children of illegal immigrants. Appearing on 60 Minutes last Sunday, Mark Zuckerberg announced changes to user profiles on blank.
Facebook.
Right. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and Monday Night Football anchor Dandy Blank died at age 72.
Don Meredith.
Right. As a challenge to Amazon.com, Google launched a new e-blank store.
Books.
Right. On Wednesday night, the Mythbusters episode featured an appearance by blank.
Santa Claus?
No, President Obama. After an Idaho sheriff was shot, the man who told police, quote, I shot the sheriff, was not arrested because blank.
The man who said, because he shot the deputy?
No, because he was the sheriff. That's good, though. That's good. Sheriff Lauren Nielsen of Idaho was admiring his new gun when he accidentally shot the fleshy part of his hand. I can say I shot the sheriff, he joked. Luckily, although he did shoot the sheriff, he did not shoot the deputy. And was not charged with any wrongdoing. Carl, did Maz do well enough to win?
He needed at least 5 correct answers to tie, and he had 5 correct answers. So Maz Zobrani and Roy Blunt Jr. are this week's co-champions.
Well done, well done.